This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. It's my time, it's your time, it's our time to be together on the DJV program for, what is today? Thursday, right? Thursday all day.
All day.
All day, all day, all night, Marianne. You don't remember that song probably, right?
No. Remember Ginger and Marianne, though.
I'm sure you do. All right, so that's the voice of Jennifer Horn, along with the voice of Victoria Keelan. My voice belongs to me. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay seems to have lost her connection to the outside world. So see if we can.
They have a storm blowing in, and they've lost power already.
Lovely.
She said it's like barely storming, but
yeah.
Still.
Well, that's what happens. You leave the wires above the ground, and what happens? 1 year ago today, Rush Limbaugh died. It seems, when I was talking to the ladies earlier about that, in terms of marking time, does it seem like it's been, you can take any number of things, but because a lot of people listen to radio, you know, they were fans of Limbaugh's, and he had an immense impact on a lot of people during his career. So you think back to that, and what else has happened as a result, I guess, maybe of the pandemic, maybe time goes faster, is it, do you think, because of
I cannot believe it's been a year since he's been gone. It's stunning how quickly time
is. It is. Yeah, it really is. Anyway, the other things going on, we were talking about the number of people who started small businesses and what's gone on. Why do we have all of these people resigning? I think it's referred to as the Great Resignation. There seems to be a gender gap in this reality. A lot of women have quit their jobs. As a matter of fact, the stats show more women have quit their jobs than men have in terms of percentages. This is the widest in the states with the most child care disruptions. So that means that women are quitting to go take care of their children, I guess. Isn't that kind of what you conclude here? It would seem to be that's...
Yeah, I mean, a lot of women don't have. Yeah, if you don't have reliable childcare, then what can you do? Mm-hmm. You know, more women have fallen out of the workplace than men, and part of that is because still, for the most part, you know, men make more money than women, so it's a discussion that couples have. Okay, well, you know, whoever makes more has to stay in the workforce, and whoever doesn't make as much stays home with the kids.
Yeah, well, and maybe some of the. Do we have stats, Victoria, on whether, as we look at the number of new businesses that were started, are there more women starting home businesses or home-based businesses?
I don't know the breakdown of how many people, you know.
See.
Yeah, I do think, I mean, I know a few of my friends who've had childcare issues and decided, you know what, I'm just going to start a business working from home, and so that has happened a lot. But, yeah, I don't know the exact breakdown. But what was it, 5 million applications, right, for small business loans?
Wasn't that the
stat that you read earlier?
Yeah, 5 million and then some. Yep, there's a lot of, the COVID thing has changed so much of our reality. And I think it'll be years and years before we actually tally what the impact has been generally speaking, across the board. You know, we talk on a daily basis about the things that are practically applicable to COVID-19, like people who haven't had operations. Now they're rescheduling them because things are changing and there's more operating room and hospital care available. We're having a meeting here in Framingham tonight with the Board of Health and the mayor to drop the mask recall. That's happening all over this state, all over this region, all over the country. The mask mandates are going away because I think there's two. Intolerance for having to wear them all the time and the reality or the realization that at this point we're about done. I mean, there's going to be a problem.
And it's also an election year. you have to always add the political aspect into it, because I know in very blue states like ours, that's what they're acutely aware of. It's not that the science has changed. People's appetite may be starting to change a little bit, but I think more and more they want to pretend that there's not a problem in the next couple of months when people are voting.
The stats are in on COVID-19 survivors being at higher risk for mental health problems. We were talking about it more specifically with regard to certain sectors, I think, earlier on, but the general across-the-board revival of a focus on this mental health problems. People closed in. People can't go anywhere. People can't do anything. They get frustrated, and there's more road rage, and you name it. It's all of that stuff. And if you don't think road rage is a mental health problem, it really is. Anyway.
So it's everywhere.
I see it constantly. I don't know what you're talking about. The guy had it coming.
Yeah. Speaking of the guy who had it coming, this is a swimmer that was killed by the shark. Do you see that? Right in front of all the people on the beach in Sydney, Australia.
Yeah.
This has made news around the world. And there aren't much, there's not much left of him. There's bits
there's
and pieces.
Nothing left of them, yeah.
No.
It's, you know, the thing is, it's Australia, okay? Great whites are everywhere. Yeah. And homeboy was swimming in a bay in a black wetsuit. So the shark came, that's a great white, came straight up vertically from underneath him because that's how they hunt seals. How is a shark to know that that wasn't a seal? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, it's, right. You know, we're in their territory, and people act like, oh, you know, the shark is a maniac, and, you know, let's hunt him down, and
they
then
kill
they
him.
Do these horrible shark cullings and all this other crap, and it's like, no, why don't we understand that we're not the top of the food chain in the ocean? We are on land, but we're not in the ocean.
Well,
do they tell you not to wear black wetsuits when you're...
I've never heard that before.
Huh.
If sure, because you
so
look
is that
exactly
what they
like
just
a seal.
Look like a seal.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, they've done all kinds of, like, I'm a Shark Week junkie, so they've done all kinds of experiments, like, with white wetsuits and red wetsuits. Red apparently attracts the sharks a lot, too. Yellow even attracts the sharks, yeah. But a lot of, you'll see a lot of professional divers and a lot of surfers are now wearing wetsuits that look like the water. They kind of blend right in with the water. It's a multicolored pattern of, like, blues and whites and stuff, and sharks don't seem to, there's no contrast, so they don't really seem to go after them when they're wearing that.
That's interesting, isn't it? You ever thought they were colorblind in reality, like a lot of other, and the most of the sea dwellers are colorblind, so you'd have thought.
Well, if they're looking for contrast, though, that would be, it's not like they're going, oh, there's a red, that's blood in the way. I mean,
yeah,
they're probably,
the
they're looking, so it's blending in, which is.
Yeah. But this was horrific, and the video, thankfully,
awful.
Is. I watched the video, and it's, luckily, it's very grainy, and no one, you can't really see much except just a lot of blood in the water, but it was a big shark.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about Ukraine for a little bit and what's going on there, because I don't think I understand what is going on there. And I'm thinking a lot of other people.
Nobody
first of
does.
All, the significance to this for us, for people who don't get how small the world is, and now it really is, and how annoying Russia is, and the lies and the cheating and the stealing and all of the things we keep talking about with regard to the Russians and hacking State Department things. And you know, it's just everywhere we're confronted by this guy. And I don't understand why we don't just pop him off. Somebody somewhere has got to be thinking about pop, not that, you know, so somebody says you knock him off, it's like the drug lords, the next one will be there in 5 minutes. Or
and they're so connected. He's so connected in with Xi in China now, it's like it won't matter.
Well, maybe the Chinese want to annex Russia. That'd be good. That would slow
I don't
down
know about that. I think they like having Putin as a minion. But it just to answer your question about what's going on in Ukraine, we don't really know. And that's remember, Ukraine has been saying all along they don't think they're getting invaded, right? Zelensky's like, now it's not going to happen.
Or was that yesterday? That they were all together in the Olympic Stadium, everyone wearing blue and
what's
yellow.
What's really weird is that on Monday, the president, Zelensky, came out and he's like, you know, we are getting invaded. We're getting invaded Wednesday. Everybody wear your blue and yellow, which is the most Eastern European quirk. If you look up Eastern European quirks in the dictionary, you would find wear your unifying colors on a day you're getting invaded. Because, and I say this as someone of Eastern European descent, the Czechs would do the same thing. Wear your red on the day that they're coming for you. So yesterday they had a blue and yellow unity day. Kind of looked like Rams colors, which there was a Super Bowl parade too, which is interesting. But
yeah, it did. It didn't look like Rams. You're right.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. First of all, sorry, quick question. I didn't know that they have an Olympic stadium in Ukraine. When were the Olympics ever there?
I don't know. Well, probably because it was part of, like, that whole Russian bloc. So maybe at some point.
Yeah, maybe it was before.
Leftover. Okay.
It was all part of the USSR. Yeah. That could
Then Russia starts saying to its people and releasing photographs of tanks being put on trains, and they say that they're withdrawing their troops and they want to go back to diplomacy again for a little while. So the world is like, okay, great.
Yeah, right.
And then NATO and the United States and the UK all come forward and go, well, wait a second, our intelligence shows that no one's moved anything. If anything, there's more troops. We thought there was 130,000. There looks probably like 150,000 troops. So Putin's playing a game. He's buying time. He's playing a I called it psycho chess yesterday, and it's exactly what it is. I think we can all agree that no one wants a world war, so no one wants to take a shot, but we need to have just strong, concise messages from both our country and from all of our allied nations that says there's going to be no appetite for Vladimir Putin invading Ukraine, because more than anything, more than even Ukraine, you don't want Putin and Xi and all of these dictators thinking that they can just walk into whatever country they desire and take it over. And so you kind of have to have that strong, united message. I think everybody's talking too much. Like, you've got Biden and Schultz and Macron.
Well, what actions can we take right now? We've already made
all financial sanctions. Yeah, they should just be thrown off of this banking system, and that's it.
Let's do what they do to us. Hack them.
But it's like you've got Biden out there saying we're not going to take military action, and then someone else saying, well, we're not going to blow missiles. It's like, don't tell him what we're not going to do. Let him be the wild card.
Okay,
so
how long ago was it?
He's a bully.
I think it was in Iraq or in the Middle East when we were telling everybody there was a... They were posting in the news what our next move was going to be. Wasn't that in the Middle East in the Iraq War, or was it Afghanistan? The plans
I think you're right, and didn't that prompt George W. to say, I'm not going to tell everybody, I'm not going to tell the media, and there was a big uproar about it.
Oh, what do you mean? We have a right to know.
Yeah, he said, he goes, I'm not going to tell everybody.
Kill off more Americans.
Not in war, you don't. More secrets, please. Yep.
Thank you. Yes. The War Secrets Act. Isn't there something like that? There's got to be a War Secrets Act someplace. If there isn't, I declare a state of
Russia
emergency.
Russia on a Tuesday.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Or Dianne Feinstein's backyard on any weekend. All right, it's 18 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Yes, I'm so sorry about the wait, ma'am. I'll be with you shortly. Carrie, how many appointments did you book at 2:30?
Jin's physical therapy clinic is pretty stretched. He needs another PT before patients get bent out of shape.
You got fresh ice pack in Ms. Davis's name.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of real estate services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on the Talk That Matters station, wherever you are stationed. Maybe you're listening, actually, though, to our download. You can get a lot of the essence, if you will, the gist of conversations by listening to the daily download of the DJB program. Most recent one has a focus on the romance scammers, how to avoid them. There are a lot of them out there. SpaceX planning its first commercial spacewalk, that conversation. Ben Affleck's Valentine gift to J-Lo. We talk about that as well. Our observations are there, and you can observe and listen to djbshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Speaking of love and romance, apparently Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley have a problem about which we will discuss the outcome. Does that sound, is that a sentence that makes sense? We will discuss the outcome of their problem after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What is going on with Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley? Miss Granola, he's a big football player. They were hot and heavy for a while, weren't they?
I guess. I mean, they were together. They were engaged. She confirmed. They both confirmed their engagement. It seemed from the beginning like they were just a very odd pair. And so she's never seen a football game in her life. And it just, it's very strange. And so, yeah, apparently this is after a couple of weeks of online rumors that they were broken up. And so now it's sort of been confirmed that they are no longer together. Now, obviously, one of the things that Shailene Woodley, who the actress, if you don't remember her name, she's been in the Divergent series. She was in Big Little Lies. She's won all kinds of awards. And
yeah, she's everywhere.
She's really talented actress. And so, but she's also very political. I mean, she has been arrested chaining herself to pipelines. I mean, she is very much an environmentalist. She's, you know, she's been out, she's been very vocal about that. And so apparently she and Aaron Rodgers are on the opposite end of the political spectrum, which, you know, that can work for some couples. It's probably difficult for others. And I think it turns out a lot of the insiders are saying that they basically just sort of took a agree-to-disagree stance on a number of subjects. And so they never talked about their politics, which is sort of an issue when, you know, if you can't talk about stuff, then
you probably
shouldn't be engaged. Apparently, they disagreed on a lot of things, and they just sort of agreed from the beginning to just not debate them. But then when, like, the whole Aaron Rodgers lying about being vaccinated, when that all came out, a lot of heat kind of went to her. And I don't know what her stance on vaccines are, but she's a working actress in Hollywood, so I would assume that she is vaccinated.
I would think, yeah, right.
And he lied about being vaccinated, so I'm sure that there were just fundamental cracks there.
Right. Well, it happens to the best of us under the circumstances.
Better that they didn't get married, right?
That's right. Exactly.
Worse.
Why get married when you don't have to? There it is. And then you don't have to invite your friends to the wedding because you don't have to have a wedding. 28 past the hour.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now, hit it, sound effects guy.
Real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosis and colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Yes, I'm so sorry about the wait, ma'am. I'll be with you shortly. Carrie, how many appointments did you book at 2:30?
Jin's physical therapy clinic is pretty stretched. He needs another PT before patients get bent out of shape.
You get fresh ice pack, Ms. Davis's name.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Talks in the Austrian capital of Vienna to revive the Iranian nuclear deal with the United States are nearing their conclusion, Iranian and U.S. officials have said. U.S. Special Envoy to Iran, Robert Malley on Al Jazeera.
We are privileging the path of diplomacy. We think it's the best way. We think it's best for us. We suspect it's best for Iran, but Iran will have to decide. But as President Biden and Secretary Blinken have both said, if Iran chooses, despite our diplomatic offer, to take a different path, then we'll have to use the tools at our disposal to make sure that Iran does not acquire a nuclear weapon.
An unidentified pilot died after a small plane collided with a tractor trailer on Interstate 85 in North Carolina Wednesday. The North Carolina State Highway Patrol reported the plane was taking off from the Davidson County Airport when it descended due to a possible mechanical issue. The tractor trailer ran off the road and overturned. The driver is being treated for non-life-threatening injuries at a hospital. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Numerous polls are indicating the biggest concern of Americans is inflation. Your buying power is not what it once was, and Republican lawmakers want the Biden administration to do something about it.
A group of Republican senators held a press conference at the U.S. Capitol Wednesday to address rising consumer costs and urged President Biden to encourage less government spending and do more to address the crisis. The conference comes after data released last week shows that the Consumer Price Index for January increased 7.5% compared to a year ago. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott explains how his state is feeling the effects of inflation.
People are going to food banks that never went to food banks before. People are taking second and third odd jobs just to try to make ends meet. People have to pool where they live. Food's up, gas is up, rent's up. It's all caused by bad economic policy.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Texas National Guard has unionized.
Texas National Guard troops deployed to the border under Operation Lone Star have become the first state active duty troops to unionize, and they're seeking to capitalize on the Justice Department's declaration that Guard troops can do so. The Texas State Employees Union's Military Caucus is scheduled for its first meeting next week. The Army Times reported that, among other things, it will address difficult working conditions. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Lance Fry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when a white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan going through the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that matter today. Among other things is Random Act of Kindness Day, initiated back in 1995 in Denver by a nonprofit called the Random Acts of Kindness Foundation. It spread to New Zealand. 2004, the observance of the day became more and more widespread. Think about the examples there are of people who are doing things because it's the right thing to do. And the people who have been highlighted on this day, Princess Diana, the Dalai Lama, Mother Teresa. But think about even in your own life,
Sure.
Your parents. Your spouse. You. When's the last time you... And people, the best thing is that you don't think about what you're doing. You just do it. Right? That's I think, what the heart and soul of this is, that it just is part of your culture, part of your DNA, to do things that are nice. There are nice people and there are people who aren't nice. I guess maybe that's the way you look at it. But, you know, there's the old thing, everybody is loved by someone. Saddam Hussein is loved by his grandchildren because he set up the Flintstones community in one of the palaces. I told you that, right? When I went there, it was really bizarre.
Very strange.
We're really bizarre. But you know what I mean. Even people like that. Somebody must love Putin somewhere, right? Somebody.
Well, if not, Putin loves Putin enough for 10,000 people.
Maybe for everybody.
So, yeah. He's the Kanye West of Russia.
Yes, he certainly is. All right, let's talk about the situation with the children and education, and as we look back at the pandemic, what has frustrated parents more than anything else has been the lack of education. There are some children that are literally 2 years behind in terms of their age. So if they're seven and they're supposed to be in the first grade, they really are mentally not, you know, they're not developed more than pre-kindergartners are. Mm-hmm. As it, some parts of the country just didn't do a good job at all of teachers were paid for doing nothing.
But it's beyond, I know it's easy to take a shot at teachers, but like I have a couple friends who are teachers, and to hear the stories of what some teachers did to make sure their students didn't fall
behind. I'm not saying everybody was like that, Victoria. I don't want to have that. I don't want people to mistake what I'm saying. I'm just saying that there were a lot of, and more often it was the unions more than it was the teachers themselves.
In some places, yes, like Chicago and L.A., the teachers' unions overshadowed, really, the rest of the story.
Yeah.
But the thing that's really scary is what economists are looking at. Economists are looking at, okay, when this group of kids, the what do they call them? It's beyond Gen Z. It's Alpha or something because it's starting over again. The Alphas. These young kids, when they're 22 years old, 21, 22 years old, supposedly graduating from college and entering the workforce, what's our workforce going to look like? These kids have lost years of education. So it's,
that's what I'm saying,
when you look
and they're
forward,
so dependent on those damn devices, the iPhone, they walk around like zombies. And they don't learn anything. They just look up all the answers because they don't have to think. They just look, and it's there. I think it's that's a serious problem, frankly. Speaking of serious problems, fellow kicked off of a flight yesterday because he had a Let's Go Brandon mask. He was wearing his mask, and on the mask he had put in magic marker, Let's Go Brandon. And I'd forgotten what that meant. I guess you guys that are more tuned in to that sort of thing know that it's sort of not a nice expression aimed at Biden. And so, but this guy said, I'm not going to change my mask. Why should I? And he got tossed off the plane. I think that's wrong. I don't think that.
I feel like there's more to the story. It was on Allegiant, which, as we know, you know, that's like a horrible
dump. It's like riding a dump cart in the air. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe that's it. Maybe
now some airlines may also have, that could be construed as an obscenity, and so you can't have obscenities. We've seen people get kicked off, and this happens to women all the time. You need to wear more clothing, or that's not an appropriate outfit, or you can't wear leggings. And this kind of stuff happens all the time. So if this is considered against company policy to wear anything that's political or obscene, well, then he violated that. But I have a feeling there's more to this.
Well, the other side of it is that in other languages, it's not as typical now in Spanish as it used to be, but there were people who used to, I remember a guy who had a license plate. Let's see, what state was I in? I may have been when I was working in Philadelphia. The license plate was Comelo, C-O-M-E-L-O. You know what that means in Spanish?
Mm-mm.
You don't?
Okay. I don't speak Spanish, no.
No, okay. Comelo means eat it. And that expression is not necessarily aimed at your appetite. And so this guy he had the plate. Somebody recognized, I don't know, it was a Hispanic police officer, pulled the guy over and said, this is an outrage. Why do you have license plate that has a vulgarity on it. And apparently it was a kid and it was his father's car. I remember this like it was yesterday. It was 25 years ago. But the big to-do that was made out of that. And then you wonder, we've talked before about the stuff that's on these foreign language stations, the Chinese stations. How do we know what they're saying? Who's listening to that? Spanish stations, all kinds of vulgarity from hosts on certain foreign language things, or certainly things that are not in the best interest of America. Subservient, not subservient. What am I looking? What's the word I'm looking for? Subversive. Subversive stuff that gets said, and who's listening? Who knows what's being said? So that's comforting. Not comforting thought, frankly. The fellow that is number two in the world of Warren Buffett, his name is Charlie Munger, M-U-N-G-E-R, 98 years old, made billions as the second man in the world of Warren Buffett. Warren and he had similar points of view on investing, and so they have made billions of dollars for themselves and the investors. So anyway, he was interviewed yesterday. One of the things that came up was vaccinations. Now, I don't know why you focus or highlight him, but I happen to have followed his career. I think he's a very interesting guy, as I think Warren Buffett's a very interesting person. Anyway, so he was asked about people who are afraid of getting vaccination. He said, quote, "I've been appalled by the fear of vaccination by a big chunk of the nation. Speaking for myself, I couldn't wait to be vaccinated, and I think the risks of being vaccinated are way less than the risk of not being vaccinated." Well, there are those who say it's pretty easy for a 98-year-old guy to say that because it's going to do much to hurt him one way or another. I know. I just thought it was interesting. You get all of these points of view, and I happen. This guy always has been appealing as far as I was concerned, philosophy-wise and otherwise. In Alabama, University of Alabama trustees voting to strip the name of a one-time governor of Alabama who had been and how he won. Listen to this. He won the election because he was the leader of the KKK. Now, can you see the difference in the political strains? This is, you know, like 100 years ago or not. How long has the KKK has been around since? I think KKK was around after
around
World
before
War
the Civil War, right? No,
well, yeah, I guess they
KKK,
were. Yeah,
the KKK actually started out as an anti-Catholic group. That's how long they've been around, and then it became racial. So it was. It's not that I'm, you know, a historian on the KKK, mm-hmm. but I know a few little things. But yeah, it's. So I think it's appropriate. It's 2022. Why is there a statue of a KKK leader? Why would anyone, you know?
I think I would object to that. I think I wouldn't want to have that. I don't. It's kind of like what people think is, you know, the emblazoned so-called the Confederate flag, which isn't the Confederate flag at all. Was the flag of Virginia, I think. And all the people that, oh, we ought to have freedom. And it kind of it eats away at the soul. Those of you who do that kind of stuff also often call yourself patriots. And I don't know anything patriotic about waving around a flag that did nothing but symbolize the almost destruction of our country. I don't think that. Why is that patriotic? I don't get that at all.
Well, because it's racism, and they're hiding behind a flag under, oh, it was about states' rights. Okay.
Why are people who are racist usually are pretty insecure? I think that's in my world. That's what I have found. And, you know, they don't. How's that best put this? They don't really understand how similar they are, and yet they think that they're different, and they aren't. It's just the color of your skin, but the rest of you is the same. And why is it?
Well, insecurity and fear go hand in hand.
Yes.
They're afraid of what they don't know. And a lack of education and a lack of exposure, that all feeds into the fear and the insecurity, and it manifests itself as racism.
Mm-hmm. Did you know, speaking of what you didn't know and what you did know, that there is some new discovery in Arizona? This particular archaeologist says she thinks that she has proof that the original European settlement in our country was in Arizona and not in Jamestown.
That blows my mind.
My question, how did you get there?
It's landlocked. That's a long trip.
That's what I mean. How the heck did you get there in the first place? That's what I'd want to know. frankly.
Horses, caravans. See. But why would you? Also, why would you keep going? Right? If you, you make it to the shore, unless somehow they landed in California and went east.
The other way.
Yeah. I mean, that would make sense, right?
But dig around a little bit more on that. 45 past the hour. Speaking of digging around, how's your diet going? Are you feeling good about the weight loss? There are a lot of people who have had just superb success using Calitrin to keep their weight where they wanted. After you've taken the trouble now, we were, a month and a half into the new year, if you're going to stick to your resolution of losing weight, then you have, and you've probably lost the weight that you need to lose. I was with somebody last night, had dinner with a fellow, and I couldn't tell by looking at him. He was, I think, close to 50, lost 120 pounds at one point over the last few years. And I wondered, you know, I looked at him, and I was wondering to myself, what did he look like before? He looks good, he's good, you know, but he put his mind... He and his wife, I think he told me his wife was on a diet. I think he told me that. Anyway, I showed me a picture of his wife. She's beautiful. At any rate, whether a beauty like that is important, there are a lot of people who are heavy that are beautiful, but they don't like it. It's not good for your health. That's the bottom line. So the secret to keeping the weight off after you have lost it is a natural product called Calitrin, Calotren. It works so simply, and for those of you who are still frustrated with all the exercising and stuff that you've done, the way this works, the natural ingredients, helps to restore the fiber of your body so that you don't, you know, fat cells attract fat cells. So if you change them to muscle, then they don't attract fat. That's one of the things physiologically that works when you're doing this. But anyway, the problem is that people get frustrated and they start eating again, and so they don't like to go through the yo-yo thing. You don't have to go through the yo-yo thing. Just go to toplaws.com, the website for Calitrin. Sign up for the program. Buy three, you'll get six. That whole thing, they have that routine, the 90-90 special. And I think they're still running the contest. They're going to find out. The Get Fit in 2022 contest, see how that works as well. Open yourself up to the world of positive thinking and positive action when it comes to losing weight and keeping it off with Calitrin. All natural, I can say that till I'm blue in the face. You will not have bad results, only good ones. Go to toplaws.com. When you buy the product on special discount using the DJV code, you go to town, let it work for you. Then just take four capsules, you go to bed at night, and it does the work. It's fabuloso. And when you, again, the DJV code will keep you from having to pay a shipping charge as well. All of this can be found at toplaws.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for...
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791.
The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
After the hour, yes, you recognize as we get into movie moments the theme from Rocky, one of those really easily recognizable themes. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with the overview of what we're celebrating. It's got to be somebody's birthday or the release of one of the Rocky movies. All right, Chucker, fess up. What is it?
No, yeah, actually, you know, there's a lot of things on my mind with all this streaming content because I guess somebody told me that Disney said in a press conference that their most important goal over the next 3 years is to put most of their resources, energy, and thought process into Disney Plus, which is their big streaming network. They currently have 140 million subscribers globally, and their goal is to have 250 million in the next 3 years. So I was thinking about what movies are going to make it theatrically, and going back, I said in my mind, like a movie like Rocky in 1976, which was called, quote-unquote, a sleeper hit, meaning it had, you know, there was no internet, the marketing was, a lot of it was on radio or newspaper, and it got great reviews coming out that got some good buzz, but ultimately it was word of mouth, people going to movie theaters, spreading word of mouth that they saw a really good movie, and it played for a very long time. Back in 1976, obviously, giving birth to a franchise that has spanned generations and decades. But in this culture, movies like Rocky, what they call sleeper hits, character-driven smaller films, I don't think they're going to get discovered anywhere near that they did in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Thoughts on that?
Well, you see all of the product now. We've been talking about the product that comes from a lot of active stars like Liam Neeson. What's the goal? They put those in the movie theater, but don't they play more on?
They would, but here's the thing: that like the Liam Neeson movie, there's not a lot of marketing behind that when they sort of dump it into theaters. I'll give you another example: like Tomorrow in Theaters, Uncharted, which is based on a big video game, very popular video game. It stars Mark Wahlberg and Spider-Man's Tom Holland. It's tracking at a $70 million opening weekend, which is a good opening weekend. So the big movies that have backgrounds, video games, superhero movies, that they throw big money in, they market, those movies can survive in movie theaters, but the stuff around it where theaters need product to survive, character-driven stories, adult-oriented stuff, Oscar bait movies, I just think they're not going to survive in theaters. And somebody pitched an idea to me yesterday, which I thought was interesting because I was having a conversation with somebody who knows a lot about the business. And I said, how do you think movie theaters are going to survive? And he said, well, here's an idea. If you have a 23-screen multiplex, how about you eliminate 10 of those screens and you do like a movie-themed bowling alley or a movie-themed arcade? I actually think that's a decent idea. And beside dinner and a movie, which a lot of theaters are going to, I think they're going to have to bring in a lot of ideas to stay relevant and obviously pay their overhead and bills and survive.
So where do you go bowling and then you go to a movie? Is that the idea?
Maybe something like that. Something like that. Or make it an all-day event where
you're bowling while you watch a movie?
Yeah, who knows? But I just don't see. I don't see in this landscape, 23-screen multiplex doing great, because I don't see how you're going to fill 23 screens. And if you do, you're going to have product that's been playing for many a month. So
I'm looking at the screens. The 16 theater complex that I go to here in Framingham, some of the stuff has been on the screen for 3-4 months.
I know. I'll give you another example. Here's some news that basically has gone into streaming. HBO Max has renewed The Peacemaker, which is a superhero show starring John Cena for season 2. I guess ratings are pretty good. Paramount Plus is going to do a spin-off, NCIS Sydney, with a joint partnership with an Australian production company to do one of those franchise shows for Paramount Plus. So, you know, a lot of news, a lot of content, a lot of money is all in the streaming side of the industry now.
NCIS, what did you say, Melbourne?
Sydney.
Sydney?
Yeah, it's going to be NCIS Sydney, Australia. So the plot and the characters are going to take place in Sydney, Australia. And it's going to air on Paramount Plus, not on the main network, that's, which is CBS.
I mean, how much can you keep doing? Well, I guess you could ask that about Law and Order.
Good question. Look what they're doing to Yellowstone. They're spinning like now. They're
another one.
Three spin-off shows. You're going to water the product down, but I understand why they're doing it, because they want name recognition, which obviously pulls in an immediate audience. Then you got to have hopefully a quality show. But
interesting.
This is not new. It's just more extensive now.
Very good analysis, Chucker. Thank you for giving that to us. Something we probably most of us hadn't thought about. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.